It's on? Oh, good. That's a little better. Look at them huddled together. Caleb? No Caleb? Yay. Okay, maybe I'll sit here. Okay, I want to ask you guys a question. What's your favorite snack? Like maybe it's watermelon. Yummy. What's your favorite snack? Maybe when you get home from school and you're kind of hungry, it's not dinner yet. Watermelon too? Anybody else? Maybe it's after dinner, it's not quite bedtime, you're getting a little hungry, snacky. What do you reach for? None of you guys snack? You know what my kids like to snack on? Actually, everybody in my family likes to snack on? Cereal. Cereal. It's not just for breakfast anymore. When I go to Winco, I fill my cart with cereal. It's embarrassing how many boxes of cereal I buy. And do you think that my kids are buying like Fiber One? I mean, they're eating that. Do you think they're eating Fiber One or, I don't know, toasted oats or something? What kind of cereal do you think they like to snack on for a snack? Something sugary, preferably with marshmallows or sprinkles, something that tastes like chocolate chip cookies, something that's not a breakfast food. Do you ever hear your mom come down, breakfast time, come have a big bowl of sugar bombs for breakfast? No. Well, I was going through Winco and I was throwing all those boxes of cereal in my cart and I was thinking about the lesson for today. And it was kind of hard. And I thought, you know, we should probably have a little snack to snack on and just while I talk to you about the lesson. So guess what kind of cereal? I bought some cereal. Guess what kind of cereal I bought you guys? Close. Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It makes your milk chocolatey. Okay. So I think we'll just snack on some of that. Have a little bowl while we talk about the Sunday school lesson. Somebody want to open that up? Okay. And just pour some in a bowl, and then we'll just talk about it. Because today's lesson was kind of complicated. I mean, Jesus was saying some things that it's going to take a while to unpack, and I'm glad Pastor's going to be talking about it, because it was a little tricky. And plus, you need an excuse just to eat a good bowl of cereal, so. You don't know how to open that part? Sometimes I just pull it apart, pull out the two sides. There you go. So you open that bag for the first time, you can whiff the sugar. It just comes and hits you on the face like a fruity bowl. This will be a chocolatey whiff of goodness. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, take a whiff. Take a whiff. No. That's probably plenty. How hungry do you think we are? Okay. All right. Awesome. Oh, that's great. Okay, take a little handful of that. Give it a whiff. See if you can smell that chocolatey goodness. Just smell it. Chocolate? Really? Pass the bowl to somebody else. Don't eat it yet. Does it smell chocolatey? It does. Did you put some in your mouth? Does it taste chocolatey? No, it's not quite what it seems, honey bun. Okay, she'll be fine, really. Ingrid, what did I put? Ingrid knows firsthand what I put inside the chocolate Cocoa Puffs. Opened, sealed.
Dog food.
Dried dog food. It kind of looks like Cocoa Puffs, but it is dried dog food. Do you need to spit that out? It's actually, it's good for you. It's all grains and vegetables. You knew it was dog food? I did that for April Fool's a few years ago, sealed box, and Ingrid stumbled down in her sleepy stupor, opened it up, poured a big bowl, poured milk on it, took a big bite. She would have went, oh, something's wrong with this. She He's a good sport. Okay, well, boys and girls, things are not always what they seem. And today's Bible lesson is like that. Jesus said that people are really happy when they have God in their life, but some people seem like they have everything, but they don't have God, and so really they might not be happy. Or people might have loads of riches, but they might be poor in their spirit inside. Or people might seem really popular and have lots of friends, but if they don't have God as their friend, they're really missing out. So I want you to remember that things aren't always as they seem. No matter what the world tells you is successful, if you have God in your life, He will always love you. He will always be there for you. He will always forgive you. And He has a plan and a purpose for your life. And blessed are the kids who follow Jesus their whole life. Amen.